Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
This is a very special celebration because today we have the scrutinies for our catechumens, our brothers and sisters who will be part of the church. He'll join the people of God in just 1 week, 2 weeks. So we are excited and we are really looking forward to that day. It's so beautiful to see how in this community the Holy Spirit works in the hearts of many. And what a beautiful gospel passage the church offers us today, the resurrection of Lazarus. In John's gospel, this is the climax of Jesus' miracles, but an expensive one because it cost Jesus his life. This miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead, as you say in English, was the straw that broke the camel's back for Jesus' opponents. Because of this miracle, the people applauded Jesus on his way to Jerusalem in what we know as Palm Sunday. But this miracle also turned on the ignition that would lead to Jesus' arrest and death. Yet, with all of its power and drama, this miracle carries a teaching of Jesus to us that is central in Lent, in Easter, and in our Christian life. It must have been an awesome, magnificent moment to see Jesus facing the tomb and commanding Jesus, Lazarus, come out. Suddenly, out of the shadows, a bound body emerges. Jesus says, "Untie him and let him go free." And Lazarus comes back to life and is set free. It is a splendid example of Jesus' power over life and death. There are many Christians who readily believe that Jesus will give them eternal life when they die. And there is a truth of enormous power, peace, and hope. But they live as if he has no power to give them new life now. They are like Martha in today's gospel, saying, "Lord, I know that my brother will rise on the last day," not realizing that Jesus can raise him that very moment. If Jesus has the power to give us life after we are dead, then he certainly has the power to give us life here and now. Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead in such a public and dramatic way to show his power over all kinds of life and over all kinds of death. There is not only biological death that signals the end of our life here. There is also such a thing as spiritual death. We can have biological life as our heart is beating, our lungs are breathing, our brain waves are active, blood rushes in our veins, but spiritually we are dead. Our life may have lost purpose and direction. We have no relationship with God. our spirit is deadened, trapped by sin, addiction, obsessions, or failed attractions. We can be among the living dead. These are the people who live in tombs. These may not be tombs of stone, but they are still tombs. From these tombs today, Jesus calls us to come out. When Jesus says that he is the resurrection and the life, the Lord is teaching us that the critical moment in every human being is not the moment of poverty, not the moment of our first job, not the moment of a promotion, not the moment of marriage, not even the moment of giving birth, but the moment when we turn from unbelief to real belief in Jesus Christ. That moment is decisive because it connects us with Jesus Christ in a very personal way. Jesus becomes not a distant figure, but someone close to us and involved in our life. From him we receive a new kind of life that is stronger than death itself, because it is Jesus' own life that we call grace. When we place ourselves in the hands of Jesus and his truth, we start to emerge from darkness. The bonds around us by which we are bound are loosened as grace enters our life. It is the moment when we open ourselves to the power and mercy of Christ. There are moments when Jesus calls out to us. In today's preface, in the Holy Mass, we'll say that God leads us to new life by spiritual graces. From the tomb of separation from God, Jesus calls us in the sacrament of baptism to come forth to union with God. From the tomb of private spirituality, Jesus calls us in the sacrament of confirmation to come forth to a public and bold expression of faith. From the tomb of sin, Jesus calls us in the sacrament of penance to come forth to a renewed life of grace. From the tomb of isolation, Jesus calls us in the sacrament of the Eucharist to come forth to a life of communion with him and with his church. From the tomb of anxiety in illness, Jesus calls us in the sacrament of the anointing to come forth to join our illness to his redeeming work. And finally, from the tomb of self-absorption, Jesus calls us to, in the sacraments of marriage and holy orders, to come forth to sacrificial love. So I guess today we should ask ourselves, in what tomb am I in? I need Christ's grace to set me free, to help me walk with Christ in newness of life. Am I willing to let Jesus in? Do I let Christ transform my life? Can you place yourself in the position of Lazarus, bound up in the darkness, and spiritually lifeless, then you can hear today the words of Jesus to you in this gospel, in every sacrament and every Mass. Come out. We know that Jesus can bring people to new life. We have heard their stories, the history of the church, and the history of every parish is full of empty tombs. Jesus can do that for us today. The miracle of Lazarus coming to life is the promise of new life that Jesus can give us this evening if we believe in him. Jesus gives us a new kind of life that conquers any kind of death. The point of this Lazarus gospel is that Jesus is indeed the resurrection and the life, our resurrection and our life. And maybe, just maybe, this year, this Lent, this upcoming Holy Week, this church will be our Bethany, where we will come back to life. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.